Welcome back to the Strawberry Milk Pod. We are going to Stagecoach.
Woo!
Yes, yeah! We are.
I'm so excited.
Hey guys, when are we going to Stagecoach?
Today is day one. So We were in Target yesterday and we figured out that apparently there's themes for every single day. So we planned, our group of people, we decided we're going to do denim on denim, D on D Saturday. And we all have, these denim outfits. We're so excited. And then we're in the Target line. And the girl's like, oh, yeah, that's perfect for the theme. And we're like, what theme? And she's like, that's the theme of day two. So,
yeah. So
we thought we invented that.
I mean, obviously, denim on denim is very common. But we were like, oh, my God, yeah, our whole group will be so cohesive.
Like, we're so cool. Yeah.
And now we're going to be cohesive with the entire festival.
Perfect.
So I guess I'll be matching my husband on Saturday.
But today's theme is flames, and we're not really matching that theme. Like, I didn't know it was flames, so I don't have any flames. If I had flames, I would.
Yeah, I'm giving, a flame aura. I have, a sequin sparkly top. You guys will see it in the next segment. But it's I feel like it's giving boom. So a little sparkle, razzle, dazzle kind of flame. But
wait,
I don't
what
have
are
any
you
fire.
Wearing?
I'm trying to remember.
My sequin top. My sequin silver top.
Oh my God, I love. Okay,
I don't know what
so cute.
Yet,
I forgot about that.
Wait, I can't even think of what you're talking about.
You haven't seen it yet.
We don't fully know what's coming. Also, I feel like by now, this is going to be out on Tuesday. You guys have seen the bikini photos.
Oh, I'm excited for these, guys. This drop
is so good. So you guys have been seeing that.
This drop is going to take a little bit longer. Usually our drops are in 7 days we're dropping. We might drop this in 14 days.
Yeah,
because
it's a big
one.
Because
we have so many styles in it.
Is the drop posted by now?
Yeah, I'm going to post it on today.
Oh my God.
I'm going to start
today. Oh yeah, the first ones are today.
What are we starting with?
I don't know.
Okay, so fun. I am so excited for Stagecoach. So you guys probably watched the episode where we went to Coachella. We went to Coachella last minute because we weren't going to Coachella because we are going to Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm.
So finally,
this is what we came for.
Yeah.
Yeah, we came at the start of the month just for this.
This is a grand finale.
Mm-hmm. I'm really sad because I don't want to leave Palm Springs. On Monday we leave right after the festival and I just don't want to leave this place.
Yeah, I'm realizing that I love Palm Springs. I think I could live here all year.
I'm realizing I love the sun, a lot, but I don't like the dust here. It's really dusty right now and I'm getting it in my nose and my mouth and I'm not liking it.
And my chest, I can feel it in my chest. We went for dinner last night, sat on the patio and at the end of the night, we just saw all this dust floating in the air because it was dark out and it was reflecting in the lights. And then I checked the weather app. It says dangerous, severe conditions, stay inside. I can feel the dust in my chest right now.
It's funny because we've been here for 3 weeks now and it's been pretty calm and burning hot. And now it's slightly cooled off and it got really windy and dusty. And it's now we're actually going to the festival. So I might actually wear a bandana to cover my mouth. I never thought I would see the day. I do.
Oh, I don't have a bandana and I'm stressing about it. I have some glasses though that I know I'm going to wear already.
I have an extra scarf that you can
put on. Guys, I am so excited.
It's getting a little bit chillier though because we're since we've been here for a month, we're really in the Palm Springs local vibe and we're not used to the wind. Last night I was so cold. I went to Target and I bought this oversized denim jacket. It's not even that cute, but it'll work for the festival because it can't be cold.
We all bought jackets at Target. We also keep going to this one restaurant in Palm Springs called Adobe Grill.
They have
such good steak tacos.
And margaritas.
I cannot stop going there. We've gone 3 times now. So we went there last night and then we've been in Palm Springs for the past 3 weeks, but we now have friends joining us. So the house is full.
Yeah.
We have so much 818 and Sprinter still.
Are we going to finish all the 818?
We have people.
We have a few bets in the house if we're going to finish it or not. I don't think we are. Sid, what do you think?
I didn't until I saw how many Sprinters we casually drank yesterday. And
yeah,
now
true.
The Sprinters.
I think we'll finish the Sprinters for sure.
Because we only have two.
We might finish the 818, girls.
Guys, I feel like I'm going to throw up for some reason.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
you feel hot, but not warm, not a fever.
I think you guys should take it away.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Well said.
Georgia feels like she's going to throw up, so we're gonna take it over.
Your two favorites are here now.
Finally we can chat, you guys. Okay, blueberry and coconut. What is going on?
So me and Sydney, I was just gonna call you blueberry. Me and Sydney are sharing a bed in this house. And last night, I'm gonna tell them the ghost story.
Oh my god. So no, tell them how excited I was for Stagecoach.
Okay, last night, Sydney started screaming and like throwing it, like she was like moving around the bed. She's like, it's Stagecoach Eve, it's Stagecoach Eve. Everyone's asleep in the house.
Stagecoach Eve.
We are the only ones awake. I got a video of it, but I don't know if I'm allowed to post it. I'll show Sydney it today because I think it's so funny.
I was so excited. You guys don't understand. I have wanted to go to Stagecoach for so long, to the point that this year when we were gonna go to Coachella, I literally made an entire like a whole sheet of designs really for bikinis that all were situated around the theme of Stagecoach to convince Georgia that like this is the perfect bikini drop.
No, it was really cute. Honestly all of the ideas, like, we're doing them, like, they're it's perfect.
I was on my run yesterday and I'm like, I kind of
good job. But yeah, okay, but what I actually wanted to share was this ghost story that happened. Basically, I'll keep it short, but I was asleep last night and I woke up. I was having a bad sleep, but I swear to Bob, I saw Sydney get out of bed, walk over to the corner of the room, and just like, she was like doing something in the corner. I don't know what it was. And then I was just like staring at her and I was so confused. And when I was about to say like Sydney, she like disappeared and I look over and she's literally lying in bed, like fully asleep. And yeah, and I swear I was awake. Like, I wasn't asleep. So yeah, I don't know what I saw, but it was really creepy.
When you told me that, it scared me because I was like, if that's true, that means I'm a crazy sleepwalker. And I just like,
If I saw you go back into the bed, I would have been like, you slept walk. But yeah, no, it's crazy.
Thank
scary.
The Lord.
Are you scared of the dark? Have you ever been scared of the dark?
Yeah, I actually made a TikTok about this once. I didn't even realize, but I fully am, but I'm not scared of the dark in a way that it controls me, but yeah. Like, I am scared. Like, when I'm in the dark, I'm not comfortable, but like, it is what it is.
If I'm in the dark and someone else is there, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, last night I had to go to the washroom and I was walking back to the room and it was pitch black because obviously your eyes haven't adjusted yet. And I knew Sydney was in the room, so it didn't bother me. I could just walk into my bed. But if I was walking back to my room alone, I probably would have had to bring a flashlight. Yeah, like,
if it's dark and I'm walking through the house, I'll still walk through the house and it's fine, but I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I still do it, but I'm like,
Also, how fun is that to just believe that there's little monsters?
It's because you're all your sensory, like, all you mean, like, you can't react. You have such a delayed react time. It's so scary. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
I believe in ghosts.
For sure.
But I don't know what type of vision of ghosts. Like, I feel like,
well,
I don't know how I perceive them, but I know they're there.
For sure.
But do you think there's a ghost in this house?
I think they can come and go. I believe in, like, some places being haunted. Like, I don't think this house is haunted, but
I kind of feel like they all hang out somewhere, and then if you've had interactions with them while they're alive, they have the ability to come visit you.
You can also, it's like a little token. I think you can disturb them.
Yeah. But I, yeah.
But like, how fun is that?
Have you ever used a Ouija board?
No, I would never do that.
I would never do that either. Oh my God. I think if you've used a Ouija board.
Because I believe in them. Oh my gosh. I would never.
I think you actually will get cursed if you use one. No, like, that is just opening up a full thing.
I fully believe that, like, but you have to like do it correct. I fully believe though that like you'll be like haunted. I don't want to be haunted. I have so much to do.
I know. Also,
imagine getting haunted on a Monday.
I think that no one would believe me. If I ever told you I was haunted, no, please believe me. You. No, you have to believe me. If I tell you something crazy is happening,
George is coming back. Well, I don't know if it would make you puke. When you were younger,
I'm very sensitive. Though.
The doctors tried to tell Georgia she had asthma, and my parents were like, "No, she doesn't."
Like. I can really feel it in my chest. I'm fine, but I can like feel it.
Well, yeah, Georgia is very fragile.
Feel dust in your lungs?
I feel like my chest, but I don't feel like I have dust in it. I always feel. Wait, I have asthma. I have a puffer at home.
I have asthma.
We went to the doctors and I have a puffer.
Don't use that.
I know. I stopped using it because I was like, you can breathe yourself through it, but I do have one. Like, I was prescribed one. Fun fact.
Oh, Blueberry will always like have moments where she like needs to get a puffer for her asthma. Like,
that
no,
is
don't.
Not true.
No, you don't.
Oh my gosh, guys. One time we were in Maui And so this was probably a month after I had like an asthma, not an asthma attack. Like it was like, we were fine. But like me and my mom went to the hospital and we got this puffer and whatever. But
you had a heat stroke.
No. This was in Vancouver. So when we went to Maui, I had a heat stroke, but I was like really fatigued. Like if you guys know the symptoms of heat stroke, you can like feel really exhausted. It can be shortness of breath, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't know if I was having an asthma attack or not. And my mom obviously starts freaking out because I'm like younger and like, I don't know what's going on either. And then also if you have asthma, you kind of, it's like, it's really, it gets in your head. We so I started freaking dinner, out too.
And she just kept saying, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And we were like,
she's like, it was like hard. Like I was like, there, I need my puffer.
I can't
like,
breathe. I can't breathe. We all start freaking out. We're like, what do you mean? I can't breathe.
I know. Like, but also I definitely was working up in my head. Like you have to stay calm. So I made it worse. But then we went to the hospital, whatever. The doctors were just like, you have heat stroke. They all made me feel like I was crazy because I had heat stroke and they're like, you're so overdramatic, blah, 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 blah. Years later, I was doing a first responders course. I come to learn you can die from heat stroke if you don't get it treated. You can actually die from it.
But what's the treatment? Relax, and drink water?
No, from Gatorade. You actually can die from it. It's very severe. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not crazy. That's why I felt so like hurt. Like that's why I hurt so much. Like I was like, I actually could have died. Not okay, I wouldn't have died.
It was probably because you were swimming with poop water.
My point is that they made me feel like I had a cold and I was freaking out. But like you, if you have a severe heat stroke, which I did, you could actually die from it.
Okay, I don't know everything, so maybe I'm misstepping here, but I think when people die from heat stroke, it isn't on their Hawaii vacation.
No, but I had no water. I was laying in the sun. I was like, burnt.
Trapped in the desert. Yeah, when Serena was younger, she used to drink pool water.
But I wouldn't drink it. I would like put it in my mouth and then spit it out. I remember doing it.
I don't even what? Know if that's...
Like, I would just go hub, hub, in the water.
Oh my God. No wonder you got sick.
But I wouldn't ever swallow it.
Sabrina would always... do that now. Growing up, Sabrina would always be sick.
Yeah, I got sick a lot. Like, that's I really, really got sick weird a lot.
She also,
I don't know why. I have no idea why.
She also used to be bleach blonde till she was 10. Oh, yeah,
I was like bleach blonde when I was a baby.
Beans, did you contour your tanner?
No.
Because it's like not tanned here.
Oh, I put blush on before this.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get that memo.
I did not get that memo.
Rosy cheeks. I put on some blush. I was just feeling a little gremlin like.
Okay, so basically our plan for the weekend is to absolutely go balls to the wall. No.
Yes.
We have some crazy people here, I will say.
I know, I'm getting... Okay, well, our most valuable player... Well, I don't know.
Who is our most valuable player?
I know that Georgia is going to get a run for her money this weekend because she is very fragile.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean valuable player? Who is it, Kyle?
I would say maybe Kyle.
Wait, I'm confused.
Maybe Julia. She'll definitely keep that.
I think I'm going to play. I think me, Julia, and Kyle are going
to. Oh, so you wanted me to say her.
I forgot about you. Wait, guys, am I up there? No, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm kind of. I'm younger, though.
If we had
to
split the room in half.
Okay, I'm not. I get it, you guys. I'm not the player that's valuable. Whatever.
But no, we're definitely.
One of my best friends was supposed to come, though, and they're not coming anymore. And I'm really upset about it. I know. But it's okay.
I was sleeping last night and I was just trying to have the most peaceful sleep ever because I'm like, these little bleeps are not going to let me sleep for the next 3 days. And I just really need this.
I didn't sleep well last night. I actually think it was because I was excited.
Yeah, I was so excited.
I felt like it was like so Christmas. Excited. Like I was like, oh, I'm going to wake up and there's presents under the tree.
I like, couldn't fall asleep. I
didn't
so
go to
excited.
Bed until like midnight.
I just like kept waking up throughout the whole
what
night.
What was all that sound you guys were making?
Wait, Jordy, you're not in either cameras. Wait.
Good. What was that sound you guys were making last night?
We told the viewers this before, but it was Cindy screaming at Stagecoach Eve and moving around, like shaking the bed as
yeah,
she did
like
so.
Yeah, like it was rumbling.
It was really funny. I feel like we were just really chaotic before we went to bed. And
I'm so excited. I just think that anything you do is more fun in a cowgirl boot, so I love an excuse to wear them.
Unless they hurt.
Like, why are my legs aching and I didn't go do anything
Georgia.
Yesterday? Aren't your legs aching?
No.
Is something wrong with me?
No, you can't keep putting symptoms to yourself. She's a bit of a hypochondriac.
She is so fragile.
I'll take care of you.
Well, like, am I that fragile? Like, my legs are aching.
Yeah, you are fragile.
Well, you have some Advil. Get a massage. Some cold press.
Okay, well, I think we'll see you guys once we're all dolled up in our Stagecoach outfits, and we'll give you like a little rundown of the plan for the day. But yeah, we'll see you then.
All right.
Okay, guys.
See you. Love ya. Miss ya. Mean it.
Oh. Mwah.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
It is day two of Stagecoach. So we thought we would just come recap our night last night. You can probably tell we're a little tired.
There's a lot of dust in my lungs and my eyes, but it was still really fun. We need bandanas for this day.
I had so much fun. My body is exhausted.
I have a lot of dust. Like, I woke up in the morning and I was like, and then my chest was just like really full of dust. Like, I can feel it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a freaky feeling. But the plan today is we just shot some of the new mob gear.
Ooh.
Blueberry milk mob. Then we're going to go to Chick-fil-A. We're going to fill up. It was so difficult to get food and drinks at the festival yesterday.
My
it was impossible.
Gosh.
It was impossible. Like, so we waited like an hour to get drink. Literally an hour.
In and a line that wasn't moving. In a line that wasn't even that long, but like it wasn't moving.
I think people were budging.
I think it was like 1 hour to like get a drink.
So we get to the front. We finally have waited our hour to get our drink. And she's like, oh, we're sold out of margaritas. I was like, well, so what else do you have? She said, well, we have like this lemonade, but it's like the one thing no one wants. You know, it's like the leftover thing. And this was at 8 p.m. How do you run out of alcohol at 8 p.m. at the
music
festival?
What are they doing today? Oh, but also that being said, when we first got there, we got a watermelon margarita.
So good.
Oh my God.
So delicious.
I got two of them and I was running around, but it's honestly really hard to run around a festival with two drinks in your hand. I got my entire jacket wet.
But you have to get two drinks at
three drinks.
You have to double fist because it takes so long to get a drink. So you have to load up.
We separated and we were like, okay, Blueberry, Brad, Kyle, like you guys go get food. We're going to go get drinks. So we're like carrying all these drinks. It takes us an hour. We get back together. The food was really good too. I had like a deep fried rib. But it was really? So good at
Porky's.
Oh my
God, shout out Porky's. We were Porky's at Porky's barbecue. For probably 2 hours yesterday. It was so much fun.
So we're at the front of Nickelback. We kind of got separated this part of the night, but I was with Brad and my friend and two of my friends. Mm-hmm. With the group split in half. We're at the front of Nickelback like 2 hours early because we want to just like have a really good time at the front. And all of a sudden my girlfriend's like, oh, I lost my phone. I'm like, no, you didn't. Like, no,
and
you
keep
didn't.
Keep in mind, they skipped Eric Church, so which was honestly, that was interesting. But they skipped Eric Church so that they could go to Nickelback. They're like, we are going to be the front of Nickelback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And every single second, there's like 100 more people. Like everyone's starting to load up for Nickelback. So it's like, we can't leave. We can't go find your phone, but we have to, obviously. I was like, okay, do you have your phone in your pocket or in your purse? Like, are you sure you don't have it? She's like, no, I don't have it. Like, we have to go get it. So we go back to the bar. Keep in mind, it takes like 30 minutes to like move around to these different locations because there's so many people around.
Yeah.
And we get to the bar and her phone is in her boot. She put it in her cowgirl boot. And then after that, we were just at the back of Nickelback. It was a lot more dramatic in real life, but it was so fun.
And while this was occurring, me, Sydney, and one of our friends, Chloe, we decided to go to Eric Church, like stay at the back, and then run over to Nickelback as soon as we could so we could like somewhat get to the front. We ended up taking a detour to the Porta Bodies, taking some like back route and getting to basically the front of Nickelback.
Yeah.
And we got we were at the front of the Nickelback.
Yeah, we were at the
front. The barrier was like right there and we were like at the front.
But also,
and it was
we didn't even realize. So we were walking and we were just like walking through people trying to get to like a complete other side. We were trying to
get through.
Whoa, and like starts freaking out. I was like, sorry, I'm just passing through. And she got so mad.
And then
I didn't even know where I was. And then I realized she like thought I was like budging or something, but also she was like, relax.
Who cares? People were getting
freaked out. And then she tried to throw her drink at me.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, there was some very aggressive people.
And then I was like, did she just throw a drink at you?
Oh, God, Sydney? When that was like crazy. She thought that this girl threw something.
I thought someone hurt her. And then I was like, because I don't care if she throws a drink at me, but don't throw a drink at my sister.
Yeah, but then I would be the one having to get new bites.
It was really weird, though. Like, to be very clear, like, it was all just her. Like, we were just like, oh, excuse me. And she was like, what that? And we're like, I don't even know where I am. Like,
No, people were really rude yesterday.
When we
I was
were
so shocked.
Yeah. Like, we were was when we went to go find my friend's phone, we had to like walk backwards, and even walking backwards, like away from the stage, people are still like, what are you doing? Like, watch it. Like, why don't you say excuse me? And like, I am saying excuse me, but they were just so rude. It just made me like, I literally didn't even want to move around because people were so aggressive.
Also, yeah, think about little Georgia. Like, she's like trying to get through the stage and she's just like, she's trying her best.
Yeah, like it was ridiculous. Me and Kyle were being so polite and people were just being so horrible. I feel
like it wasn't a very like super friendly mood.
It was not friendly mood at Nickelback.
Okay, speaking of not friendly mood,
I want to say Nickelback, like I am so taken back. I loved every second of Nickelback. Like, that was so much fun.
I do love
them.
And they
ended it with Burn It to the Ground. And I love that song. I literally, like...
Sydney went a little crazy. But speaking of a little crazy, when that song came on, a huge brawl broke out behind me and Sydney. And it was two girls in, like, a full-on cat fight.
Yeah, it was, like full-on aggressive. Like,
their eyes were, like...
they were crazy. Like, it was, like, kicking was going on. Like, there was hair getting pulled.
Honestly, like, fantastic ending to Burn It to the Ground.
Yeah, like, and it was, I was just checking. I was like, hey, Sydney's not in the fight. I was like...
I don't get into fights.
Sydney doesn't get into fights.
I feel like I was too far away to really like take in Nickelback. Actually.
It was so fun.
Like yeah. I'm kind of short, couldn't really see it. Like, but I am surprised. Like I thought, I would say Coachella is a lot more like uptight, and everyone's like really. It's all about the outfits and it's all about the photos. Stagecoach was really just like a bunch of people enjoying the music.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would say that the Stagecoach crowd is a lot more aggressive.
Yeah.
Than the Coachella
way, yeah.
Crowd.
Way more aggressive.
Like Coachella is like flowers, daisies, like, hey, no worries.
I think it's also, I don't know if I can say this, but I think a lot of people do like a bunch of drugs at Coachella and they're kind of just like rolling.
True.
And I think that there's a lot, I think it's more just like drinking.
Yeah.
At
it's
Stagecoach.
Like beer drinking.
Like I don't know. Though. I don't really know.
I think that's true. I think you're probably right.
I would also like, to say that Coachella is just way more open, and this fact that like GA VIP artist pass, like if you have any of those passes, you can still experience every stage the same, and like you, well, not the same, but like really well, like you can still get into the front, see the artist no matter where you are. But at Stagecoach, it's if you don't have VIP or artist, like you are not getting close. Like you have to be like two blocks back from the stage.
Yeah, they have a lot of barriers. I was surprised.
Many barriers. I don't think they've had this many people come to Stagecoach before.
Yeah, I don't think they're prepared for this at all.
Because I could not. I wasn't even close to Nickelback, and I was there kind of early. Like I said, like it was just you can't even see. We don't even fit under the tent.
The stages were all way smaller than Coachella too.
Way smaller.
They just weren't ready. I think that it's so it got so on the internet this year and like so mainstream, and now they just weren't ready for the crowd.
The speakers also weren't that loud because when you would go get a drink or food, I couldn't hear any music.
Okay,
like in Coachella, the ground shake. Like
that's really true. Also, Eric Church, came on stage late, and then he came on stage and sang Hallelujah for like 7 minutes.
Yeah,
and
that was it was weird. No, he did covers for the first 20 minutes.
Honestly, it was really weird.
We love Eric Church, and we were going over there just to see him, and like that's why we didn't wait with everyone else to go to Nickelback. And when he came on for the first 20 minutes, he only was singing covers. So then we were like, okay, if we're going to pick a show to go to, like we might as well just go over to Nickelback.
He added a verse to Hallelujah. I swear. I was like, I've never heard all
don't
these verses
before. Don't get me
wrong.
I love that song.
He was great though.
But I was
great
just confused.
Voice.
Yeah, he was great. Great stage presence.
I feel like he was like having a moment.
I don't even know who that is.
Also, should we talk about, okay, yesterday, George and I didn't know what we were wearing. We didn't know what we were wearing. We really didn't.
Oh,
so we were trying on all these outfits, and then I had a top I wanted to wear of Georgia's, and then Georgia had a top she wanted to wear of mine, but at first we were like, no. We spent like probably 30 minutes.
No, I have a top that I'm wearing today, brand new, and Cindy wore it. She put it on, and I was like, really? Like, you're going to wear the top that I'm wearing on my outfit tomorrow? And since I'm such a selfless person, I let her wear it.
No, then I had a top on and she said, wait, what's that top? That would go perfect with my skirt. I'm like, well, it looks like we might need to do a little bit of a trade.
But I didn't even wear your shirt in the end.
I was about to say, that was your shirt.
So if you saw her in any clothes yesterday, no, you didn't. Just ignore that. Because that's what I'm wearing today. Okay. And I'm doing a high pony.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing a high pony.
Wait, did you get a lot of flyaways? That's my only concern.
I brought a hairspray bottle. I bought a hairspray bottle. I bought a deodorant. Also, let's just let it be known, I woke up this morning and cleaned the whole house.
She did.
Also, I want to add this before we move on too quick, but there was a girl, shout out Ellie, at Nickelback, and she was wearing the Dolce top too. Yeah, it was so cute. She came up to us and she was literally in Dolce. You were adorable. It was so nice meeting you.
I think the only nice people at Stagecoach are Milk Mob people.
Yeah. All the Milk Mob people are so nice.
So
also, so many people saying they watched the podcast.
Hello.
Hey.
Love you.
So crazy.
No, that makes me so happy. Someone was like, I know that you edit it too. Like,
aw. Oh, that was Kaylee. There was a Kaylee girl too. Sorry. I'm like, these names are slowly coming to me.
Okay. Today, what's our lineup for today? Let's take a look.
I was just going to say, like, the plan for today. Like I was saying, we're going to Chick-fil-A. Then we're going to all get ready. I want to get ready like a little bit earlier so we have time to like take a couple photos because I didn't really get any yesterday.
We're probably going to see Ernest, Chain Smokers, Willie Nelson.
Oh, I like Willie Nelson. Backwoods
Barbie. Okay. My friend thinks that Backwood Barbie is Beyonce.
But I don't think that makes sense because Beyonce is like too big to like, it doesn't make sense.
I don't know. She has a whole theory. She's literally in the background right now. She's right there. She has a theory that Backwood Barbie is Beyonce, but Backwood Barbie is, imagine if Backwood Barbie is like, it's me, like, it's an actual artist.
Wait,
like,
it's Backwood like, Barbie.
What? Wait, is there an actual artist?
No one knows who it is. And then, but Backwood Barbie is the same time as Post Malone. And these little bitches are trying to convince me to go to Backwood Barbie over Post Malone. I want to see Post Malone sing Country Cover.
Do you think Post would respond to me if I DM'd him right now?
I think I know who Backwood Barbie is. I feel like I've seen...
No, apparently it's like an account on Instagram that only follows Beyonce. But
where do we get this information from?
I was going to say there's this country girl singer who goes by like she's a country Barbie and I'm thinking maybe it's her.
And then Miranda Lambert and then Diplo tonight.
So is that later? Is this going to be a later night?
No, same. Miranda Lambert's 9:30. Diplo's at 11. You just know like what? Nickelback.
I really like how early Stagecoach is.
I agree. I feel like at Coachella, when the main people come on at 11:30, it's kind of late. But at Stagecoach, the main people come on at 9:30. We had a lot of stress this trip about getting home. And it was the most seamless trip home ever.
Oh my God, that was insane. We're basically leaving the venue and one of our friends is like, I got this figured out. Like, we can do this. Like, I have this all set up. She started naming names. And then we ended up just getting an Uber, but it magically was on the campground. Like, it was on, she was like, sign four. And I turn around, I'm like, wait, it's right there. Like, that's sign four. And she's like, okay. And we like,
no, and then there's like a bunch of security guards and a whole fence. And we're like, excuse me, like, I think our Uber is here. They're like,
no.
On the other side, they're like, Uber for Julia. We're like, hi. And then they open the gates and let us through.
It's like a huge crowd. Everyone off. I'm like, okay, Georgia, Joel, Kyle, like, oh, everyone come through. Like, and then they're like, I forget.
It was a huge crowd of people and we were like buried in the crowd. And Julia is like, James is coming to pick us up. James is the guy who brought us there. So he had like this huge van and we could all like stand up, party, drinking it.
We were having a pre and we booked separate Ubers and our Uber comes and picks us up. It's a huge Sprinter van with 11 seats.
So we thought that he was picking us up as well. And his name is James. Mm. And Julia's like, yeah, James is here. So this whole fiasco happens. We find our Uber. We get in. It's like a minivan and it's like a woman driving it. And we're all like looking at Julia. We're like, this isn't James. She's like, oh, no, James said that he was sending her. Like, it was so funny. But yeah, we magically got home. We had a car service plan originally, but then we decided to cancel it because we're like, we don't need to waste our money on that. And it ended up working out fine.
Okay, we booked a really expensive car service and it was kind of like haunting us because we're like, is it worth the money? I don't know. We go back and forth and then we just like canceled it. And I think it was
honestly,
worth it.
Honestly, I think it was worth it. I think we made a great call. That was an
also, my
so far,
feet were killing me.
Millions.
Yeah, we have.
My feet were killing me, like dying at Nickelback. Yeah. And in my head, I kept being like, I just need to go a little further. And when we got in that Uber, I almost cried. I was so happy.
Okay, but really? Sabrina and I are the same shoe size. And I was like, just switch with me. And she like would not switch boots.
Because I just wanted to, like, if I switch boots and like, let's say your boots hurt, it's going to hurt even more.
Then we switch back.
No, but then I made my foot feel release and then I'm going to put it through pain again. Like, that's horrible. I just had to endure the pain.
I have one more announcement I need to make. My golf game is about to get absolutely crazy because, can I say his name?
Yeah. Wait, can I just say that we were in the middle of preying yesterday and then the Callaway's guy, our Callaway friend, Zach, shows up and gives Coconut golf
I'm
clubs.
Waiting, Zach.
Look at this.
I'm waiting.
But wait, we were literally like having shots and all of a sudden we're like, oh, let's play some golf really quickly.
It's literally a custom golf club and it says Coconut Milk Mob on it.
I'm excited. I'm the best swing, and I'm just waiting on my golf ball.
I'm excited for Sydney to get into golf with me.
Now I have to. Yeah. He was so sweet. He was like, I think you need some Callaway clubs. And now I'm going to focus on golf this summer. I literally cannot golf. You guys can go on my Instagram and see. But I am going to turn this around.
I hate sugary drinks. I really hate them. I just like to have my vodka and my soda. And I like to have them separate if I could. I'll just have shots. Like, I don't want to have like a sugary watermelon-y blah, blah, blah. And everywhere on the festival, that's all they serve. So by like 9 p.m., I'd had enough like sugary, crappy drinks. And I really was just like, I can't keep drinking all of this. So we were checking out every bar to see, because they're not allowed to give you shots on a festival. It's like a liability. People get too drunk. But we found like this random speakeasy in Stagecoach, which is very random. It's like has a black door. It's kind of hidden. And there's like two security guys out there. And he gives you a bunch of clues. And then you have to say the password to get in. And they were not messing around. Like, if you didn't know the password, you're not getting in. It took us like 30 minutes to crack the code. The password was like Al Capone's wife or something like that.
No, it was not. The password was a two-word phrase from Rocky, like what a well-known two-word phrase, which is Yo Adrian, which Brad figured out and then left us all. And then I had to go figure it out and go talk to the security guys.
It's like a fun festival ground, and you're like trying to get into the speakeasy. Then you walk in, you go like around and around and around like four times in a dark tunnel. And then all of a sudden you open the door and it's like a bunch of couples sitting quietly. It was like a silent room.
Oh,
it was
really?
So awkward.
I loved it. I literally loved it when I went down there.
They gave you shots. So I was happy to finally have like a vodka soda and just like take simple shots, but it was really quiet. Like, so me and Joel walked in and we were like, yeah, woohoo! And then it was just like silent, and we're like,
oh, okay, I think we should go there today. I also want to go back to Porky's and get the ribs.
Yeah, no, okay. It was fun. I think that was maybe one of my favorite parts, was going to that. It also was really beautiful, the walk in and out to the speakeasy.
It was just black.
There was fairy lights.
It was like a black tunnel to me.
Wait, there was
maybe one or two lights.
Okay, I thought it was just really like mystical and beautiful. I liked it.
It was nice. I had a lot of fun.
It also got chilly at night, and we brought jackets.
Yeah, I'm so glad I brought my jacket. I put my jacket on while the sun was still up. Like, it was a very breezy evening.
I had so much fun. I cannot wait for today.
I am really excited too.
I am so excited to start getting ready.
How comfortable were my boots? I didn't even complain. Yeah. I will be wearing my boots tonight.
First thing I said when Georgia woke up was, well, I was like, look at the sparkling kitchen. And then I said, how are your feet?
My feet are so good. Like, my feet are always hurting.
I have,
they were so comfortable.
Feet comforters I'm putting in the bottom of my boots today.
Wait, wear different boots.
I'm wearing different boots. I'm not wearing the same boots.
You guys, those are the same boots I wore to Stoke Coachella. My outfit today.
It was for last night. Oh. I know.
I love my outfit today. It's very. I also liked my outfit yesterday. Like, I was having a huge freak out and I ended up loving it.
Yeah.
Pictures are so cute too. But my outfit today, it's so simple and basic, but I love it. I can't wait to wear it.
Wait, you guys don't even know what Uber I had to go in to get to the festival.
I was in
your
Uber.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, please. Okay, so we order an XL. Okay. And the lady pulls up. We run outside to meet her on the road. And she's like, oh, like, I know you got an XL, but like, you don't mind just squishing, right? And not to be a bitch, but I do mind. I ordered an XL and I don't want to squish. I paid extra for this. Anyways, she has like a bunch of like bags and coolers and stuff on her thing. We get in. It's like she has streamers and sparkles and a disco ball and like everything's pink. She has sequins on the chairs.
It was like Little Mermaid theme.
I have a photo set to show you.
Yeah, they sent a selfie to the group chat being like, we're still on the way. And I'm like, where are they?
I wasn't down for it though. I was like, I can't fit. Look, this is what it looked like. It's like decked out.
That is really cute.
It was. This is the thing. If we were going for 10 minutes. Yeah. If there was seats and we were going like 10 minutes and we weren't all crammed, I would have had so much fun on that Uber. It's like such a vibe. But like,
it was like 30 minutes. I had my neck cranked open. I'm like sitting on Joel's lap. Like, I could barely, I'm sweating. I have a corset on. You know how hard it is to sit in a corset? Yeah. I was sitting scrunched in a corset. And she was just like, she was playing dumb.
And
she like went the wrong way.
Yeah, she didn't know where to drive.
She was trying to rack up our bill, like going in circles. I was like, can you please just, she's, remember? I was like, you have to take a right here and go down on Avenue 59 or something. And she's like, okay, backseat driver. I was like, okay, liar. Why don't you give me a seat? Yeah, she said, okay, backseat driver. She was literally trying to scam us, like going in circles.
She did a
That's
lot
weird.
Of your
The
turns.
Thing is, we know exactly how to get there from here because we've taken it.
We're like 10 minutes away
so
and it took her 40 minutes.
There. That is so funny. The opposite, because as soon as we got in our Uber, we were in a Sprinter van. There was three of us and there was 11 seats. And we literally called them and we're like, did you get in your Uber yet? and it was too late, but our Uber was like air conditioning. We got the aux cord. Like, what else you guys
we're
want?
We're taking him today.
Yeah, we've been texting him. I will love say, him. Though,
I feel like our entrance was better because you had a big line, or is maybe that's just the time.
He'll take us wherever we want. We need to go earlier today. We went too late.
Okay, well, I think we have to start getting ready. I need to go get some Chick-fil-A.
And we'll update
and I need
you guys.
A bandana.
I'm so excited. We'll oh, yeah, we need to go get bandanas. Like
we need to
pronto.
Collect some more stories, so we'll update you on tomorrow.
I made a notes app, but I don't have my phone on me, but I will update you tomorrow with them.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay, guys. Hello.
Hello.
We are back in Vancouver. Unfortunately, I think we were a little ambitious in thinking that we would also record Saturday and Sunday morning.
That was not happening at all. We were just trying our best to stay alive those mornings, and we had to like clean the house and stuff. So we are back in Vancouver, and it's Wednesday, so this is like we're recording an hour before we're uploading this.
Yeah, so I was supposed to upload yesterday, but we had a travel day, and then we just moved into a new office, so there's like so much going on, and we were also away for 3 weeks, so we just had to delay this episode. I'm finding it's hard to run a business and also upload podcasts, but our background's a little boring too. We do have a podcast set, which we will show you our next
episode. We wanted
to
do like a grand reveal of the set, so we didn't want to just like throw it in the back of this episode.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for next one. It's such a cute little pink set.
The podcast room is literally right next to us. Okay, so Saturday at Stagecoach was so much fun. Saw Miranda Lambert, which was great. And then we honestly had so much fun. Saturday morning, I also woke up and I cleaned the entire house. Like, I woke up before anyone and I was so excited. I talked about that already. Anyways, and then Sunday was our final day and we saw Morgan Wallen. We saw Megan Maroney. Is it Maroney? Maroney. And a little bit of Wiz Khalifa. That was really fun.
Yeah, I think Sunday was definitely fun for me because it was Morgan Wallen and I didn't know that that's what he looked like. I'd never looked up a photo of what Morgan Wallen looked like.
Yeah,
he's not, I thought he would look a little bit better.
Georgia thought he was like smoking hot.
I assumed because he's such a star, right? But I didn't know
that. I mean, I think he's a cutie, but
he's just like your average Joe walking on the road.
I think he's pretty cute. But overall, how would you rate Stagecoach?
I really liked it. It was really fun. It was, I think they weren't prepared for the crowd that they got this year because it was really, really busy. And usually, if you go to Coachella, which we do all the time, they don't run out of alcohol. You get to see all the shows. But like at Stagecoach, if you don't show up early, you don't get to see the show because there wasn't enough room for the audience to watch the show.
Yeah.
So that was kind of ridiculous in my opinion.
Even this one, like, they had a lot of barbecue places and it was this one place we love to go called Porky's. And on day one, we all got these pulled pork sandwiches and it was so good, but they literally ran out that day and they didn't have them the rest of the weekend. Like it was,
yeah,
they
like
weren't ready for
the
crowds.
Bars were running out of liquor. Restaurants were running out of burgers. Like you couldn't see shows because there was no room. So it was still, I think it's way more fun than Stagecoach. Like I'm definitely going to do Stagecoach
you
next
mean
year.
More fun than Coachella.
Yeah. More fun than Coachella. But I think that Stagecoach needs to step it up because they did not have the capacity for what we brought.
I agree. I also think that we just got general admission because Stagecoach, it's so fun. We didn't realize
that
how
people
like,
go. We thought it was a small thing.
Yeah, we really didn't realize. So I think next year I would definitely get a different pass because they divide the stage up so much, unlike Coachella, where you GA can go to the front of the stage. So that was definitely interesting, but I had so much fun. I loved it.
Yeah, it was really, really
I would
good.
Still do both next year, though.
We got really lucky. I was really not wanting to come back to Vancouver since it's always raining here, but we've actually gotten lucky the last 2 days. It's been so gorgeous, which really helps your transition back into the freezing cold city. So
it's been nice being back. The Canucks are also in the playoffs right now. They play Nashville on Friday, which there's just like a fun vibe in the city. I think anyone that's in a city where your team is in playoffs, it's like very exciting.
Okay, so last night we decided that we wanted to go. Our office is very like unfinished and it's such a big space that we need to be able to fill it. So we went to HomeSense last night. I love HomeSense. We got such cute little like ottomans to put in front of our desk and like our desks arrived. We got little chairs. I think it looks really good. So we were there until like 10 o'clock last night, just hauling it all the way upstairs, moving it all, like laying the carpets out and stuff, and looks really cute. So we're not done yet, but we do want to do like a little Office tour very soon too, maybe yeah. like 3 episodes from now. I think that would be really fun.
Yeah, we'll either vlog it or podcast it.
Yeah.
And then next episode, we're kind of just going to be focusing in on The Office because obviously summer's around the corner. We have lots planned. So we kind of have the next couple weeks to get organized, get The Office furnished more, really get it looking cute. And then we'll show you guys the new podcast set next episode. But I kind of wanted to just end off the Stagecoach thing. It was a great weekend overall. Like, I have no...
Yeah, it was really fun. There was... Yeah.
I don't have any crazy stories, do you?
I think we're just kind of dead.
I know, that's the thing. I'm like, I can't even... We're like, what happened each day? There was one funny thing that happened to me. I talked about this on my TikTok, but we were in line to get in and this guy came up to me and he was like, hey, are you a nurse? And I responded to him. I was like, no, I'm not, but I'm a therapist and I can fix you. And then he was like, no, my friend actually needs a nurse. Did I tell you about this?
Wait, why would he think you're a nurse?
I don't know.
Like, that's but weird on him.
He was like, yeah, true. But I was like, he was like, no, my friend actually needs a
Where
nurse.
Where was this?
In line on like day 3 when we were trying to get into the festival.
What?
Oh my God. On day 3, we brought one of these floaty wands that is like a long stick. And we used it to like follow the wand, or if you're in a crowd, game changer. I think
we kept losing each other every single day, so we're like, we need to figure out something so that we don't have to, we were like a group of 12 people, so if like someone has to go pee, like we don't always want to have to stick together the whole time, so we would just like raise this big floaty star up in the air. Maybe we can like insert a photo of it.
Yeah.
And it really helped. Like, we would go get a lemonade and then I just look straight ahead like 50 feet into the ground. I'd be like, oh, there they are over there, and like run over. It was
magical.
Good. And it was like super easy to carry because it was just like a floaty. That yeah, was a really good idea.
I feel
idea.
Like next year we get something that like expands and yeah. you know, almost like a tripod. But yeah, it was I was kind of anti the idea. I was like, I don't think Why? That's necessary. I just was like, I don't, it's like a whole other thing to carry. I was like, I don't think we need that. It made
I
such
carried
a difference
it the whole time.
And it was cute too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's going to be all from us. Stagecoach was a 10 out of 10. We loved it. We have a bikini drop next Tuesday.
Yes, we do.
May 7th.
All of our Stagecoach looks are super cute. It's
love
like
it.
A little checkered looks. I haven't even posted them all yet. There's still more coming.
This is one of the reasons. Oh, no, this is one of my favorite drops, I was going to say. I feel yeah. like I also just like love the photos. So yeah, stay tuned for all of that. And get ready to see our set next episode. You guys are gonna love it.
Remember, you guys can always tune in to the video on YouTube, but if you just want to listen in, then just go on Spotify or Apple Music. Our YouTube handle is Strawberry Milk Pod.
Our Instagram, Strawberry Milk Pod.
Everything is
Strawberry
Milk
Pod. You can stream it anywhere you get podcasts, and yeah,
leave us like reviews,
subscribe,
and ratings. It helps us a lot. Subscribe to the channel. Yeah. We love you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Bye.